Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. Seamus, good morning. Let's talk first about this Music Box Theater renovation. It's mainly the main auditorium we're talking about, right?
That's right, Bob. Yeah, this is going to happen in August. The Music Box's main auditorium is going to shut down for most of August and a little bit of September. The other smaller theaters will stay open, but the big one, which seats about 750 people, is going to get shut down and renovated. It's been the first time since about 30 years or so that they've really gone in there and worked on it. Some of the big changes are they're going to upgrade the sound, they're going to upgrade the lighting, but I think the big one people will notice is they're going to upgrade all of the seats, including putting drink holders in, which which is you feel like you don't really count on them until you're somewhere where you don't have one, and yeah. And you've got your 72-ounce Cherry Coke sitting at your feet and getting knocked over. So, yeah, the Music Box, a great old theater. Right there on Southport and Irving Park, roughly. It's been there almost 100 years, so they're calling this Music Box Revive at 95 to celebrate their 95th anniversary.
It's well, gonna anything be to about keep three that going strong, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're putting a lot of money into it, almost $1 million.
Let's talk about Foxtrot, and I guess as far as the Gold Coast and Old Town neighborhoods are concerned, Foxtrot's coming back, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, this is you know, one of those roller coaster rides. It feels like when the Berghoff opened and closed and then came right back.
Yeah,
Foxtrot, you know, they shut down all of their stores in April throughout the city. It was pretty much a failed merger with Dom's Market, and both those chains went down. But the original owner of Foxtrot, a guy named Mike Lavitola, he's trying to step back into the fold. There was an original Foxtrot investor bought all the Foxtrot assets out of bankruptcy just last month, and is hoping to reopen the small grocery store chain that had really been a favorite of a lot of people for their for their hot foods, their prepared foods, and just kind of a more I guess you'd say curated selection of for a regular grocery store. So don't have a timeline on when he's hoping to get about 12 stores in the Gold Coast and Old Town back open, but it really came as a shock for not just the customers but also the employees, who basically found out that day that they're out of work. So there's still some lawsuits going around, so, and none of this would probably be simple, but they're hoping to restart the Foxtrot chain in Chicago.
They had stores all over the country that they abruptly shuttered. Do we know if they're going to be in cities other than Chicago?
Right now, he's saying no, that it will just be a smaller reopening on the north side. They probably learned their lesson that they grew pretty fast, and when things started to slow down, they had to close everything. So for now, just on the north side.
Let's talk about this closing of a community-based farm. What's this story all about?
Yeah, this one is it's a kind of a sad one. There is a place called the Angelic Organics, which is an organic farm that was located not far from Rockford, but it had a strong Chicago connection because a lot of its customers were Chicagoans and people from the suburbs. They would pay in to basically own part of a membership of this farm. It was called Community Supported Agriculture, or a CSA, and they're really kind of on the cutting edge of this around the country. You'd pay your annual fee, and then there'd be pickup of fresh produce at about 40 different locations around the area. But they say this is going to be the last year for it. It was a guy named Farmer John Peterson had been running it for years and years and years, and Peterson just posted online that he had a moderate stroke over the past couple months, and he's starting to come back, but he's regressed a little bit, and he feels like he can't put in the full effort, which he said was about 80 hours a week to keep the CSA running. So he said they're going to be able to harvest with some help all the stuff that they put in this spring before he fell ill, but he doesn't have it in him to keep the thing going. So lots of disappointed fans, people that had paid for the year. So there's a lot of back and forth about what's gonna happen. He said he just couldn't find anyone, a backup farmer or a replacement to take over for him. So It sounds like Angelic Organics, if you've been getting your produce from them over the years, that it's going to be the last of it. The beets, kale, and onions that are coming soon are going to be the last round for you.
Too bad. And I know the last thing we want to think about now is snow and the winter, but come December, January, your sidewalks might get cleared by the city. This is going to be a pilot program, isn't it?
Pilot program, yeah, this is going to be really interesting to see how this will work, but there's a plan going around, working its way through the city council, that would have the city and some contractors actually shovel your sidewalks for you within the city. They do this in some other places, and it works well, but Chicago would pilot this. This would actually be not this winter, but the winter after. It would be in four pilot zones, the one on the north side, south side, west side, and the southwest side. And basically, they would, the city workers and probably more contractors in a 1.5 square mile zone would come out if there was more than 2 inches of snow within 24 hours. They would do that up to 7 times a year. And I don't even think we got 7 2-inch snowfalls last year, but they would clean the streets for you. So the sidewalks for you, even. So interesting to see how that would work out. I can picture either a lot of jealousy for people not in these four zones, or a lot of complaints about how they didn't quite do it perfectly.
Okay, so that would start December 31 of 2025. By that time, with global warming, we'll have no snow in the wintertime here. That's the direction we've been going.
Yep. I mean, the results speak for itself. I barely took the shovel out this winter.
BlackClubChicago.org for more. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.